Blog Talk Radio.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear old Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll. Jordan, roll. Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear old Jordan roll. My brother, you ought to have been there. Yes, my Lord. He's sitting in the kingdom to see old Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear old Jordan roll. My mother, you ought to bend there. Yes, my Lord. The city in the kingdom to see old Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll. Jordan, roll. Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear old Jordan roll. Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to see old Jordan roll.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. We're live here on Journey to the Light. Love that song, Roll Jordan Roll, from the movie 12 Years a Slave. Great movie, very sad though, but it's great they made it to show the injustice that was made. And anyway, we are 1 week from Easter, and boy, you know, what's Easter all about? You know, you can look at many things if you're Christian, if you're not, if you're... me being Christian, and it's Holy Week for Catholics, and I won't be here Thursday night, Holy Thursday, and Good Friday on Friday. Very special times for me, at least. What does it mean? And, you know, I think it means it's all about God's love and mercy for us. You know, God's, I think, Jesus' number one teaching that's all over the Bible is love one another and care for one another. And that goes down to helping those less in need. And the Bible speaks about, you know, many of the people in need, you know, don't ignore them because many of them are angels. It says that literally in the Bible. And since I work with the homeless, I know that is true because many of the people that I talk to on the streets, as I did Saturday afternoon again, you know, just the messages they give me and the beauty of their aura that comes out. Did you see the picture I posted on Facebook today of the lady that just... my goodness, she was just awesome. Just a delight to talk to. And, you know, all you have to do is look and just like we heard the audio the other night of the one homeless guy who's, you know, said that, you know, he's underneath a bridge and every night he's, you know, he's got to go and he's got to shake a can and hopefully get enough money so that he has enough money, $20, to buy a room for the night so he has a roof over his head as he sees everybody else going home to their families and he's left out on the cold street. Very emotional, very sad, and that's what we try to do is give everybody that we're able to come in contact with and that we have funds. Our funds are very limited because of the lack of donations, but we try to give everybody $20 so that they can get a room for the night, or you know, and or meal or what have you. Our link is on the show page. The GoFundMe link is right there. Please consider making a donation and supporting the homeless. And you'll be so blessed knowing, you know, your work is in action and that you're helping others, because that's what this show is all about. The show is all about helping you. It's the only reason I do this show. It's not about, you know, getting crystal ball readings. That's not it. The link is there on the show page. If you make a donation tonight, we'll bring you up to the front of the line as well as my thank you for helping the homeless. So the link is right there to the GoFundMe. And if you don't want to use that, you want to use PayPal, just let me know. You could donate straight to the radio show. And all that is very beautiful. So call on in. My guest for this hour is psychic medium Bonnie. And Bonnie is taking your phone calls. Here's the number, 347-884-8245. Call on in and then press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone to speak to Bonnie. And we're going to be giving out Bonnie's special for the week here in just a few minutes. So get yourself a pen and piece of paper for the special and how to contact Bonnie for private sessions where you can go fully in depth here on the radio show, though. And please don't call Bonnie till after the show, okay? And that's for setting up private sessions, not free sessions, but private sessions where there's going to be a special rate for that. Here on the radio show, though, call into the radio number, then press your 1 and have one specific question, please. One, just one, so we can help as many as possible. Okay, there's all that. And going to let Bonnie talk for a while now. Let's bring Bonnie on to the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Michael. Happy Easter to you.
Easter's next week.
I know, but you won't be on Sunday, right?
So right,
I'll have to say
right.
It now. Okay.
Yes, he'll be on a few more times so this week than just today, but yes. With Easter week, though, I guess you would say,
yeah.
Our Holy Week, as we say in the Catholic field, church. So, yeah, that's good, the little Catholics, catechism and all that. So, anyway,
hi.
Digress. Oh, so, Bonnie, tell the folks a little bit about yourself. How did you start being a psychic, and how have you developed it since?
Well, it's interesting because I was really born this way, and I really like to call it an ability rather than a gift, because gifts you can return, but this one just seems to keep manifesting all by itself. I don't know exactly how it works, which is always interesting to me, but it seems to work for most of the people that I read for. And I feel very grateful, actually, that I can help a lot of people this way, either get clarity on something or Now, however, the information comes, it comes different ways too. Sometimes I actually see the angels or people that have crossed over. Sometimes I hear it. Sometimes I see it. I must admit, I'd rather hear it than see it. So if somebody's in physical pain, sometimes I pick that up. So it just depends. The information comes a lot of different ways, that's for certain. And, you know, it's amazing how many people do have a gift like this, and they really don't know and how to, you know, manifest it or however you want to say it. It's just something that I found for me, even when I cut it off, it just seems to continually expand in ways that I'm never always prepared for. So it's been an interesting life, that's for sure. I think we lost Michael in the screening room. So.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. All right. So I don't know. Do you have any other questions you want to ask me? I fully support your homeless project or mission. You know, I see homeless even here in the town that I live in, and it makes me very sad.
Yeah, it's just, it really is. And it's just, you know, it's just a sense of doing something, you know, about it, you know, and I know even with our help, there's still going to be homeless out there, but at least we're helping, at least we're maybe giving them some food or a place to sleep or something like that. We're in action, you know, and if more people got in action, it would be so much of a better world, and people can, I mean, I see it, Bonnie, on the weekend night, I saw very few people stop like I did and help the homeless, and everybody else, it was a Saturday afternoon, they had their, you know, things on their cars to go to the lake and, you know, all these things and just, you know, grabbing whatever in the stores and just a total sense of forgetting the, you know, others out there and, you know, they say horrible things to them, you know, like, go get a job. They have no idea what their life has been. And they're homeless. They got no phone, no residence. How are they supposed to, you know, go in and, you know, so.
It's not even really possible for some of them. They're in physically, they're not in very good condition. And some of them are much older. You know, so it's hard to expect people who are in those situations to get themselves out of it. Sometimes they can't. You know, sometimes they just can't.
Right. And it's, yeah. So at least we're here at the show. We're doing something about it. And I knew all along that we could, because if we, you know, we're a body of people that say we're spiritual, you know, and that's what I thought for years. And it's like, okay, let's do something about it. And one of the things I will say, my final thing I'll say about it is what I've always said on the show, and I never knew until recently it was in the Bible, but I always said on the show, what good is it when someone comes to the show, let's say like Melvin, who says, hey, I'm about to be evicted. I'm going to lose my house, which Melvin did, said he was going to happen to him after his son was killed. And what good is it if we just say, okay, we're sending you prayers and blessings, you know, that doesn't, you know, pay for his rent, you know, and the Bible speaks about that, you know, just saying, you know, prayers and off you go type thing, show some side of your gifts, show some of your works, you know, actually physically help him come together. And we did that. We did that for Melvin. I knew we could, and I made sure we did for 10 days. We had a huge campaign to get, you know, Melvin's rent back, you know, was, you know, and that was in the rears, get it paid and his electricity up to date. We raised $1,400 of the Journey of Light community in 10 days. So that's the beauty of being spiritual. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's love in action. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's love in action, and it's not inertia. Inertia is when you don't do anything. So It's love in action. When you help someone else, you're really helping yourself. You just don't realize it sometimes.
Oh, you are. You are. I tell you, since we've started this program, it's really transformed me, and I know it's transformed the Journey of Light community. I know by talking to people, it really has. It's done in a beautiful way, but I love that, Bonnie, love in action. So spirituality in action. So
yeah,
let's show our spirituality. Yeah. Yeah. And any amount, you know. Some people say, well, I don't have much, whatever. That's fine. I mean, $5. But if you're really, really, you know, destitute, and which I know some folks are, then, okay, you know, we're not talking to you. But folks who can give $5 or $20, one person gave $100. That's awesome. Helps so many. But anyway, love in action. I love that, Bonnie. So spirituality in action. So let's show our spirituality. So there is the link up there on top for the GoFundMe. We're going to take our first call.
Okay,
here we go. Make sure if you're calling in, press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to Bonnie so you get in line. Otherwise, you're just in the listening section. Let's go to area code 720. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Laura. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, how are you, Laura?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. What can I do
for
you?
Good. So my husband's getting a promotion, and we could either stay in Colorado or we could be moving. That we don't know yet. There are some specific states that he has chosen or could choose from. And they tell him, and I'm just wondering what you see about that.
I feel like it's moving. I think you're moving.
Do you have any idea where can I?
Now, I'm not very good geographically, okay? But it feels like it's north of where you are right now. It feels like it's up, like on the map, it would be up, you know. So whatever states are above you, it feels like it might be that direction or it might be west. But it feels like you'll be moving a little ways anyway.
So there's Seattle, L.A., San Diego, Houston, Dallas.
Well, I don't think it'll be Dallas. I think it'll be, like, up and left. So, you know, it could be as far north as what you said, Seattle. But it could also be in California. But I don't think it'll be California. I think it'll be, you know, more north than that maybe. And I think you'll like it. I know it's scary for you, but I think you'll like it. I really do.
You know, we just moved into our house here.
And you just got used to it, right? You just got used to the new house.
Yeah. So I'm kind of freaking out a little bit.
Well, don't freak out. I think you'll like it, and I think you'll like the culture of the place you move to next.
Okay. Do you have any idea of time frame?
Oh, I'm bad with time, too. Hang on just a second. Let me just listen for 1 second. I'm getting a sense that it won't be immediately, that it might be as long as 6 months from now. But like I said, I'm not good with time, but I would say 3 to 6 months, maybe even 9.
Okay.
But I think it will be it won't be instantly. I think he's got some things he's going to have to go through first. But I think it's, I really do think you should calm down because it's going to be good.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
It's going to be more than okay. It's going to be really good. Once you get there and you get settled, I think you're going to meet really nice people, and it's going to be a surprise in a way.
That's so good. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So much love and light to you.
I worry about you because you really don't want to move. Is there any way you could not move? Could he take the promotion and not move?
So there is a promotion offered here, but they're trying to get as many people as they want in, and there's another guy here. So I'm sure that they'll, you know, because my husband said that he would move, the other guy will probably get it here, and then my husband will end up moving. I have my elderly mother here, and then I also have my oldest daughter here, which is 21, so it's not like, you know, she's really with us. She's, you know, she's kind of mobile. But I do have a 13-year-old, and my 13-year-old struggles in school. And so that's – I could go. I'm like, I want to go. But it's – I get held back by everybody else, like, thinking about them, if that makes sense.
It does. You're being very empathic with that. But what you need to do is just let it fall like it's supposed to. Because it's not going to happen without a good reason. You know, it's going to happen so you can start in a different place, in a different – I keep wanting to say culture. I don't know why I want to say that word. But it's just going to move along in a direction that you'll like, and your child will adjust, and she might actually end up in a better school. And your mother,
okay,
that's a different story. But you just give it. You have a little faith, okay?
Yeah.
You have a little tiny bit of faith.
Yeah, we've moved all around for my husband's job, so my mom will not be happy with me. So I mean, but you know, my husband has to retire in 10 years, and we have to look out for his retirement. I mean, we don't have a choice. So
I think you're
you know,
doing the right thing. I think wherever they end up, and I really do feel north and west, so I think wherever you end up ultimately will be a really good move.
Okay. Thank you so much. You make me feel at ease. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy
you're trying
I'm talking
to
talk
to you. Ledge here.
Yes, I am. I want to pull you back in. I don't want you to be that far out on the ledge. I really think that it's going to be a divinely timed thing, and it's all going to just fall into place like it's supposed to. And whatever hesitancies you're having right now, they will disappear. So don't stress, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We want to give everybody, including the caller, the special that Bonnie is doing this week. If you want a private reading with Bonnie, the special rate for a 30-minute private reading for this week only for the Journey in Light listeners is only $24.95 for a 30-minute private reading, $24.95. Now, here's the phone number to call Bonnie. Make sure it's after the show to set that up. If you want to write down the phone number, now this phone number is on the show page. It's 540-294-5193, 540-294-5193. That's to set up a private reading with Bonnie. Call that number after the show. Tell her you're a Journey in Light listener so you're able to get the special. And here on the radio show, the phone number is 347-884-8245. Once you're called in, you're the radio show. Make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Press the 1 on your phone if you want to have a question on the radio show, okay? Very important. And also, don't forget about the homeless link, the GoFundMe. Please click on that and make a donation. I won't say what I was going to say, but... All right, we'll leave it there, Bonnie. Let's go next here to let's go to California. Let's bring Caroline into the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Bonnie, when he said California, did you know it was I?
No, we get quite a few callers.
Well, you knew it was I because, you know, that's the English. Bonnie, what I would like to ask you if possible, to either continue a conversation to see if there's any messages from Lonely Horse, if he wants to come through. He's kind of a man of few words. And if not, any other message from Spirit.
Well, actually, you're right. He's not a big talker. Give me just 1 second. Let me see if I can tune back into where you are.
Sorry, I've got to tune up my sign language.
Hold on just 1 second. This is odd.
But I'm actually getting
Archangel Michael.
Archangel
you?
Michael.
Well, I told you, I had a premonition. You know, I think Lonely Horse is again, you didn't hear me because you were trying to tune in, and I was making, you know, another one of my jokes that I've got to bone up on sign language. But, I mean, he speaks to me in other ways. But, you know, Michael is very big for me. So whatever the message
is,
thank you.
Yeah, actually, he would like to know if he'd like to know if you're feeling better, Michael, I'm hearing some feedback on this line. Carolyn, do you have your show on?
No, I'm talking to you on the phone, but you know what? Maybe we should talk off the line. There's been a lot of stuff going on, and it includes, let's just say, interference. Remember the other night on the phones lines? It's just been incredible. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, the message is I'm not on a phone. I'm on a computer on Google Hangouts, which usually works really well unless there's, let's just say, some gremlin interference. But, yeah, because the messages that I need get cut off or interfered with. Well, you know, I'll release the call, Bonnie, to someone else, but unless there's anybody else, say, from family, or if I could ask for, say, a deceased relative by name.
I'm getting Archangel Michael for you, actually. And what he's saying to me is that you are not alone, that you have support from him and the others, the other angels, including your gentleman, Lonely Horse, there. And he's saying that you just need to be a little bit more calm and that it will get resolved. Okay? You understand that message? It will get resolved.
Yeah. Well, good, because I've been very calm, but there have been some, let's just say, major disruptions, to put it mildly, that I start out very calm. And you know me, I'm a warrior myself, so not much phases me, and I tend to say, oh, it's fine, go on. But anyway, that is very timely because, yeah, there have been a couple real start. I guess the best word would be, oh, you hear that? You hear that?
I hear Michael, actually.
Oh, well, anyway, no, but that noise is like that. It's not what you think. It's like breathing and other stuff. Anyway, a couple of startling developments have since we were together a few nights ago. So, yeah, I need that reinforcement that they're all still with me and we're all still, you know, moving forward and fighting the good fight. So, thank you.
All right. We thank you for your call, Caroline. We got to go to our next caller. Yes, Carolyn, thank you so much. We got to get on to our next call here. For a lot of calls here to the radio show. Let's go next to Georgia and Gina. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
All right. How are you, Bonnie?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
Yes, my question is, I have been working at this job for almost 2 months now, and it's, you know, I'm thankful that I have a job because it's been a long time since I had a job. But the thing about it is,
it's not what you hoped it would be, right?
Right. Being a 2-year hiatus, is the pay is not great. And it's an hour and 20 minutes to get there because of traffic.
Wow. Let me see.
But
let me just check. Don't tell me anymore. Let me just check and see what I get here.
Okay.
Yes, it's definitely not what you thought it was going to be. The people who work there are not what you hoped they would be. Certainly the things that you had hoped would get better have not gotten better. And I think it's just that whole environment there. I think there's a place that's actually closer to you, but you need to put your resumes and your applications out again, even though it's a lot of work to do that. And you might even want to consider getting what they call a headhunter or a job service to help you find something that's more appropriate to what you need to be in and what you need to do. Because that's just not a good place where you are right now. And they will just take advantage, I think. I think they will take advantage of you.
Yeah, well, the job that I got is through a staffing agency. It's with a client, of course.
Of course.
And like I said, that was the only thing that came through as being, you know, without work in 2 years. So, and I'm grateful that I got it, you know, just to get something to free up my energy so something better will come.
That's
So I didn't want to just keep focusing on work. And I'm still putting out my resumes and application, cover letter, whatever they need, because I know something is better. But I did have a phone interview just a few minutes ago, like a phone screening. But
how did it feel to you? Because you're very intuitive. Did it feel like a good thing to you?
Yes, because it reminds me of my old job that I liked before I was let go, because it was another staffing agency. It was a long-term assignment, and I like working in that field, but it's in the same arena, but a little different. But I like it, and the pay would be great as well, and I get to talk to people.
And it's a lot closer? And it's a lot closer?
It's a little bit close, not as much, but I think I would like the environment better at that position, at that place. Better.
I think you would too. I also heard while you were speaking that you should have your resume updated, that it's a little out of date in terms of the way it's formatted or something. So you can find someone who maybe knows a little bit more a contemporary style of doing that, so that you can get more attention from it. Okay, so go ahead and have somebody help you do a better looking resume. You know, sometimes things like that get out of date, and I don't mean with the information, but like the style of things change and the requirements of things change. So you want to make sure that you look, like a viable contemporary candidate. You know, but I feel good about the job that you interviewed for, but I think there might be one more option. So you should get your things together like you should, and your rests and all that stuff, and put out a few more, because I think there's a third thing sort of languishing in the wings for you, if that makes any sense. I think there's a third option.
Wow. Okay. That's good. I'm glad I got options coming. So that's
here's the really important thing. Use your intuition. Use your intuition about where you send your information, like who feels good and who doesn't. Sometimes you can look at a name of a place and it just feels better to say another name of another place. So just use your intuition as to where to apply to, because I think you'll be able to kind of, shift out or sift out the ones that are a bit better.
Right, exactly. And I have been using my intuition more when it comes to selecting where I want to put my resume application out to.
Do it for everything in your life. Everything, use that little inner voice that you have that tells you, do this or no, don't. You know what I'm talking about. You just go ahead and do that, because it will help you so much. And don't ignore it. I think sometimes you ignore it. Don't ignore it. Go ahead and follow through with whatever it is.
Yes,
it will
keep
you out of trouble, you know.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Bunny.
You're welcome, dear. Call me back sometime.
I will. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for your call there. We appreciate it. And again, don't forget about Bonnie's special for 30-minute private reading. To give her a call after the show to set that up for only $24.95 for 30-minute private reading. The phone number is 540-294-5193, 540-294-5193. That information and Bonnie's website is listed on the show page. So you can contact Bonnie, let her know you're a Journey in Light listener. And there you go there. So Let's I tell you what, let's take a mini break here. Got a few more calls. I've got a screen really quick. So we'll be back here right after this.
I am not the kind of girl who should be rudely barging in on a white veil occasion, but you are not the kind of boy who should be marrying the wrong girl. Dressed in pastel, and she is yelling at a bridesmaid somewhere back inside a room, wearing a gown shaped like a pastry. This surely not what you thought it would be. I lose myself in a daydream where I stand and say, don't say.
Radio coming your way on a Sunday evening. We still have a couple more shows coming your way, so stay with us. Call on in for this show here. Our guest is psychic medium Bonnie, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone. So we're going to go next here with Bonnie, and we're going to go to Virginia and bring in Takahili. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
hi, Takahili.
How are you?
Hi, Bonnie.
How are
I'm
you?
I'm doing
dear?
Okay. I'm doing okay. Kind of had some questions for you.
Okay. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm in a little bit of a issue with a custody issue with my youngest child, and I guess I'm wondering what the duration looks like for us and how much I can trust the person who is taking care of my child right now.
Okay, let me just look at the time first. I actually thought you were going to say if you could trust the person helping you with the case. Are you comfortable?
All of that.
Are you comfortable with your lawyer?
Well, I mean, she's court appointed and she seems to know what she's doing, but we haven't had enough time together. I'm a little concerned over the caseworkers and everyone involved, you know, therapists but more importantly, you know, the health of my daughter and who she comes in contact with is what's most important to me.
Understandably so. Let me just look here at the time issue. Drag on a little bit longer than you probably like. And I'm getting 6 months to maybe a year. Now, I'm very bad with time, so just know that. I think that where she is at the moment is okay. It's not wonderful. It's not great, but it's okay for the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would try to speed up the process if you can and see if you can't push the lawyer along a little faster to see if you can, you know, maybe set some dates up that are faster. And you might, if she doesn't have one, ask them to appoint a guardian ad litem.
Guardian ad litem.
Okay, good. Because that will be a helpful thing, too, because they are just in the interest of the child and not anybody else. So if she has that, at least she's got somebody on her side there. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be a bumpy ride, but I don't think it's an impossible ride.
That's good to know.
I hope that helps you a tiny bit.
It does.
Things like that a while, because the courts and everybody involved are interested in the child's welfare. So it does take, you know, longer than any parent would certainly like it to take. But I think the truth will, you know, they say the truth will set you free. I think the truth in this case will resolve the situation in a positive way.
Oh, well, that sounds good, and you hit the nail on the head, because that's about the timeline they were giving us, so.
Oh, well, I'm surprised, because I'm really bad with time. I really am.
Yeah.
But try to see if you can speed up the process, and it'll be hard, because, you know, the wheels turn very, very slowly in cases like this, but, you know, don't let it languish. You know, just don't let it languish. The squeaky, they say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So be the squeaky wheel. Get to be the grease. I mean, you know, do whatever you need to do to get the attention without being too forceful about it. You don't want to upset anyone either. You want to just be persistent.
Right. Okay. Oh, well, thank you so much, Bonnie. That was wonderful.
You're so welcome. Nice to talk to you, Naki Healy.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thank you.
I'm sending you some love there, dear.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Much love. All righty. Nice call. Nice call. Let's go to our next call. And just a reminder, folks, coming up at the top of the hour will be Amatom, as she channels Oceana and the 24 enlightened beings. They'll be taking your phone calls. And then we got Maria coming up after that 30-minute show. And Oceana is doing a meditation tonight at the end of her 30 minutes. So stay tuned for that as well. Let's go to Arizona. Let's bring Mike into the show.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Just out on a magnificent bike ride. Quick question for you. Starting a new job, which I'm hoping is next week, they should have final approval Monday from city and health department and everything like that. Do you see that happening?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do see that happening, but I also feel there's something else you do on the side. What is that?
Yes.
You do something else on the side that needs attention, and I think that also can bloom into something very nice. So, yes, on the thing that you're working on, that's where your attention has been, and also work on the other thing that you're working on, the other project that you're working on, you know, the other, whatever this other thing is that you're working on, work on that too.
Yeah, there's like two or three businesses that we're looking to launch and so forth. A restaurant concept to investors, a business opportunity with another gentleman, and then of course my own intuitiveness.
I think it's your own intuitiveness. I think that's
yeah.
the one that you need to. It feels like you've been neglecting that, but it's a thing that should be on the front burner, not a back burner.
Wonderful. And that's what I thought you were going to say as well.
Yes. You've got beings on the other side who would like you to get a move on with that.
Yeah.
So they're
no,
like,
I know.
To hurry up. So there you go.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Good night.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it from Mike there. And, Bonnie, I think we've got everybody in for the night.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
I know. So that's good. I like reading for the Journey of the Light listeners, the callers, and I've enjoyed the people I've read for so far. Last week was pretty well booked, thanks to our previous special, I think. And I've just had a really remarkable time with some of the people who have called me from listening to the show. So I really appreciate that, and I thank you very much for facilitating this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I've enjoyed all the shows with you, Bonnie. So so we have the, before we wrap here, the special one more time for all the listeners and archive listeners. You contact Bonnie anytime, since we're wrapping up the show, so I'll say anytime now, at her phone number for the special, which is a 30-minute private reading for $24.95 for Journey of Light listeners only. And the phone number is 540-294-5193. 540-294-5193. And here comes a couple more calls that just popped up. let's take one more call then, Bonnie. We just got about 7-8 minutes before we have to for sure wrap up. 509, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Alicia from Washington.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Alicia from Washington.
Alicia. Okay, thank you. And what can I do for you this evening, Alicia?
I was just wondering how my relationship be what's going on or what I should be doing and if I'm going to be able to get into an apartment here soon.
Let's see here. Let's start with the apartment thing first. Feels like you've tried to apply for different apartments and for some reason they keep falling through. I think that's
mm-hmm.
because you haven't found the right one yet. I also think it could be a possible house share if you're interested in doing something like that. But if you want your own apartment, you need to keep applying in different places. I feel like the one that's the right one is sort of, I'm very directionally impaired, but it's sort of to the, I feel like it's to the northeast of you, you know, so maybe in that direction. And there, I think you should just keep applying for that. Now, let me look at your relationship really quickly here. You're having trouble in this relationship because you're not really as compatible as you'd like to be, and it's a relationship that really causes you stress. So you need to make decisions about what to do, you know. Stay, go forward, move backwards. So you need to make some decisions about it. But it's a relationship that makes you very, very sad in a certain way. And it's just not what you had hoped for. And you know what? You deserve the very best you can have. And I hope you can find that person that will make you the happy person you are and want to be. You know?
Okay.
I think you do know exactly what I mean. So the chaos that's in the relationship is stressful for you, and it's difficult for you, and it's nothing you have or haven't done. It's just an incompatibility of some sort. You know, you can ride it out and see where it goes, or you can make a decision to change it. It's really your free will. You have to decide sort of which way you want to go. But I think you deserve better. Okay? I really feel like you deserve better. You're worth more, and you deserve so much better. You know, you deserve to be with someone who loves you unconditionally and will be with you through thick and thin.
Yes.
Does that help you at all?
Yeah. I was just wondering if my partner was probably moved on with another, somebody else maybe or something, or if he is still with me.
It's very possible, and I think you feel it already. I just don't think he or she is the right person for you because they make you unhappy. You understand?
Yeah.
And they make you unhappy, and you deserve happiness, and you don't need all the drama that goes with this.
Yeah. When I'm just trying to love the person. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Okay.
Look to the northeast of you. I feel like it's sort of in that direction. But keep applying and look also for house shares, because I feel like there might be a situation where there's an apartment in somebody's house or there's something like that. But don't just exclusively look for apartments. I think there's something that might be a little bit different that might work for you really well. So just keep looking. You'll know. Use your intuition. You'll know when it's the right place.
Okay.
Right place, right person. Just use your intuition.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you very much. And Bonnie, that's going to wrap it up here.
Okay.
Great hour.
Thank you, Michael. And I hope everyone will support your project, and I support it completely myself. I really do.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I know you do. Great, beautiful soul yourself. So, okay, we're going to wrap up coming up. Thank you again, Bonnie. And coming up next here and in just a minute here, so everybody redial, will be Oceana on the 24 Enlightened Beings. They're going to be taking your phone calls, plus a 5-minute meditation at the end of the 30-minute program. It's going to be a great 30 minutes. So redial, everybody, and this show now will end. Thank you.